This episode of the Out of Bounds podcast is brought to you by Fisher's Keys.
Hello, hello. How is everybody doing? How's life? How's things going? This is episode number 66 with Will Conroy from Powderhorn Trail Co. Pretty cool episode. Short, but it's a really, really good one. And Will's a great guy, and I really enjoyed doing this. It was one of the few that we got that came out really good from the slope style event, the Cliff Slope Style of Mountain Biking event at Highland. I guess it's a week ago, 2 weeks ago now, something like that. This one came out great, and I really, really appreciate people like Will that are just in it because they really, really, really like it. We talk about starting your own business, some of the struggles, working in the bike and ski industry, some of the people he's met, some of the experiences that he's had, how he's making a thing that he likes doing into a job, and kind of finding that balance in between keeping it your job, but also still having fun with it. And basically what that means is like getting paid for a thing you really like doing without it being like a stressful thing. So we talk about that. We talk about a bunch of stuff. It's a short episode, like I said, but we're getting two this week, so I figure this one we'll lead off with. It actually was supposed to come out this past week, but I kind of like pushed the schedule back a little bit. I last minute was like, Ethan, can you edit everything? And he was like, no. And then I was like, okay, well, we'll do Wednesday, Thursday. That sounds good. Before we get into the episode, I just wanted to thank our sponsor for this show and for this episode, Sawatch Hemp. Sawatch Hemp is a CBD company out of Colorado. They make some awesome, awesome product, including a bunch of different salves, which is like the rubs. You use those for reduction of swelling, inflammation. I've been using it on my knees, and it works great. I can't tell you how important CBD was in general to helping me recover after surgery. Like it makes a big, like a noticeable difference for sure. But yeah, they make all kinds of stuff, soft gels, regular tinctures. They make the whole package, and the stuff is the highest quality. So check them out on social media. It's just at Sawatch. It's at Sawatch Hemp, I think. I was prepared to give you a website, but, let's just make sure. Sawatch_hemp. The website though is Sawatch, www.sawatch.co, and you can use promo code Out of Bounds to save 15% off on your purchase of some CBD stuff. They also have pet stuff. I forgot to mention that. I gave some to my buddy, and he's been using it with his dog and said it made a huge difference. So just in the amount of anxiety his dog gets, and just like how like high energy his dog is all the time. So he said it made a big difference. I don't know. I don't have a dog yet. That's coming soon, hopefully. But without further ado, I guess. Is that like even the right way to say that? Yeah, without further ado, here is episode 66 with Will Conroy from Powderhorn Trail Co. Thanks. Bye.
You have more of a long-form podcast to do. You have a chance to sit and talk like a normal human being.
Yeah.
Not interrupt people. You're not in a super time limit.
For sure. Yeah, it's like you can kind of have like an extended conversation.
Absolutely. And get your points across and talk.
Yeah, stuff. For sure. Cool. Well, let's do this thing
Let's do it, buddy.
Who are you? What do you do? Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
All right. So my name is Will Conroy. Okay. I'm a trail builder. I've been building trails since I was super little, but professionally I've been doing it for about 8 years now. I'm the owner of the Powderhorn Trail Company, which operates all around New England, building trails for towns and municipalities. And we're out there doing it. We're in our second year.
Cool.
It's basically just me, but I've got a couple buddies helping me out. I'm just out there doing it.
What made you get into it? I mean, that's kind of a weird thing to just be like, yeah, I'm just going to like, that's going to be my job now.
Yeah. Well, there's kind of two parts to that, right? So there's like the passion that I have for building trails and riding bikes. And then there is the other part of it where I said, okay, I'm going to try and do this for a living. I'm going to try and pay my bills with this because, whether you call it a quality or a good or a bad trait, I guess you'd say, it's kind of like I figured out that I didn't really want to be out there doing anything that I didn't really love.
Right.
I've had numerous different jobs, most of which are outdoors in a similar kind of style, but also I just kind of eventually figured out that this is what I love to do, and I wanted to be out there doing it. I really think mountain biking is an awesome tool for our society. It can help kids, it can help adults, it can help people get outside, and if I can do anything to kind of help support that, I think is why I'm really here, you know. Mm. I love building trails personally for a lot of reasons, but I think, you know, what the impact it has on other people is what really made me decide that this is what I wanted to do full time.
That's awesome. So I'm a very amateur trail builder. I've done some stuff in town and built just some regular trails with the help of a bunch of other people. But one of the main things that we run across is the general public doesn't always really understand why there's trails going in. Is that an issue that you run into as well?
That's a great question. I think that more so I would say is that I've received super positive feedback, I guess I would say, for all the times that I've been out there. And what I'm trying to do is, let me back up a step. I think that there's a shift going on where this industry is being seen as more of a legit thing. As think about snowboarding in the 80s, right? A lot of people thought it would be just a fad, kind of passover, but now it's an Olympic sport. So I think mountain biking is almost the same thing, or I'd love to envision that that's happening, is where, you know, as a kid, I remember going out, we were scraping in trails down at the neighbor's house, on property, you know, I got yelled at more than once for building trails. But I think now, based on that shift that's hopefully happening, or I'd like to think is happening, I think a lot of people are realizing that it's more mainstream. It's not people out there looking to just mess around. It's people who have a genuine interest in getting exercise or improving themselves or having fun and doing that through mountain biking, all of which are possible through the sport. So I think I would say most of my feedback has been positive, and I haven't had the question of, you know, why are you doing this? Of more the question of, you know, we want it to be this way or that way, which is a different discussion. But
yeah, I guess a lot of the issues that we ran into was people not wanting new trails because they walk their dogs, and they think of mountain biking as the same as dirt biking in a way.
Right.
And maybe that's just because the area that we're in, I'm in more of a city area. You're not in a city area. So you probably aren't getting as much of that.
For sure.
Where people are just mountain biking is the thing with the motors, you know, it's a bunch of that.
It's aggressive, It's rude. It's loud. You can't hear them coming. Your dog almost gets run over.
Right. I think the majority of it is we're looking to create kind of passive recreation for a lot of the area, you know.
Definitely.
So that was kind of our goal. So it was weird to see the mix of react, because some people have that attitude where they're this is fucking awesome, you know, this is best case scenario. So
That's interesting that you say that you kind of got that, because I haven't experienced a lot of that, like I said. So, you know, and I think it's a function of, like you say, I'm up here, there's a ton of people mountain biking.
Right. People are more into just being in the woods.
Yeah.
You know.
But I think that's the toughest part, though, is getting those. Because I think those people aren't, if you really had a chance to sit down and explain it to them, right, they're not going to go, oh, this, I still don't like this. Like, you say, hey, man, we just want to get out here. Like, we want to get other people out here. We want to have fun. We want to do it in a way that's not, super aggressive. We just want to get out and build trails. Like, nobody would say no to that, right? But how do you bridge that gap a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true, too. Like, there's kind of like that. It's both things, I guess, you know, and it's a little bit weird in our area because it's not like they're not using the outdoors. They just do it to walk their dog. So I think it's a lot of times it's being defensive for what you do, because you somehow think somebody's going to be there using the trail and now you're not going to be able to. But that's never the idea. You know, the idea is everybody can use it. So how's it been going for you? Like, having a trail building company's got to be an interesting venture.
It's a bear, man. I mean, I'm lucky. Both my parents have been in business for a while. Cool. My dad's an entrepreneur. He started his own business. That's been a big inspiration. And my mom's an accountant. And so she's provided some invaluable advice for me over the course of starting this up. But, you know, as any business owner will tell you, whether it's small or large or anything, it's a huge challenge. And there's always way more work than you expect. And then you combine that with the fact that, you know, a full day's worth of trail building is pretty exhausting. It definitely takes its toll. But at the end of the day, I have no complaints. I can deal with all that because, like I said, I'm kind of on this mission here, man. I'd love to see this community grow. I'd love to see more kids on bikes. You know, you look at the two guys out here at Highland yesterday.
Shredding.
Absolutely destroying professional mountain bikers who are like 28. I mean,
and they're
like
12-year-olds.
12-year-olds.
Like,
12-year-olds.
Absolutely insane. I texted it to a buddy, and he was like, "What the fuck are you talking about right
it's
now?"
So
like,
nuts.
Yeah.
And that kind of is cool connection there. So I did about 3 weeks ago. I did Anthony Lombardi's house.
Oh no shit!
One of the kids who was out there dueling it out yesterday and took home the win by tie. I rebuilt his pump track and a trick jump and a wall ride for him. So he's
probably going at it. He's probably
going
at
it, dude. He's out there every day. He's always sending me snaps, tagging me, and that's just my point, man. Is like to be able to help that kid out and to think, you know, I don't want to take any credit for what he's doing because he's absolutely crushing it.
He's
so talented.
Yeah.
But to think that I had maybe a little bit of a help in impacting him and getting him inspired to get out there and ride more is what makes the difference.
Even just giving him a tool to be better at what he's already good at is like is a crazy thing to think of.
Yeah.
So how. How's it been going overall? Like, what's the next step? What are some of the challenges that you've seen so far? Because I imagine there's got to be some when you're like, hey, I build trails, and they're like, okay, cool. Like, we can build trails too, you know, so we think.
Yeah.
So, like, what have been some of the challenges that you've seen so far?
So, there's been quite a few, for sure. But I think selling it has been tough because, just like you say, you know, a lot of people go, well, I can get out there with a shovel.
Right.
I can get out there with, even
they're
if
not
they
gonna,
rent a machine.
But they say that,
right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
But, you know, it provides a reason to justify it, right? So I think what I bring to the table in that sense is just the years of experience and the ability to say, like, I've just done it enough that I see what works, I see what doesn't work, and, you know, I can try and get you the setup that you want the first time instead of you having to mess with it, which, you know, and that's my sales pitch, right? So, but, you know, I think there's value in that. But also it's just been a challenge just, you know, making the dots click, making it. It's not really an established, there's guys out here doing it for sure, but it's not a big industry. And it's hard to say it's an established trade because you've got people in unique situations. There's no like blueprint formula to be a trail builder, right?
Right.
It's dependent on your area. It's dependent on the people. Like, you know, I might have no success at all if I was in a place like, I don't know. I can't think of an example, but you know what I mean? Where there's just a void, like,
yeah,
you know,
and it's a lot of like who you know too, right?
Yeah, for sure. And the reputation in it's just what I've found is like a lot of really good feedback and a lot of people reaching out and saying, hey, this is awesome that you're doing it. I'd love to have you come check it out. But then, you know, the challenge for me is looking at that and going, okay, how do I make that happen for the next 10 years? Because like I said, I'm all into this. Like everything I've got is pretty much invested in this business. So how do I make it work from the business side of things? I would say has been the best challenge. And that's what's tough too, because for me, mountain biking has always been a passion.
Yeah.
And it's been a thing that the money doesn't matter. I buy a bike, I ride bikes, I build trails because I love it.
Right.
Now I've kind of put myself in a situation where I'm faced with the question, like, how do you pay your bills by doing this? You know, and I always want to help people out, but you know, some people that I used to help out in the past, it's hard to get there and help them out now because I've got other jobs that are paying.
Right.
And you know, it's kind of this weird.
You've changed, bro.
I've changed, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But you know what I mean? But it's reality. I've got to rent a machine. I got to pay for this stuff. I got to pay for that.
Yeah, it's expensive.
So you got to, there's expenses. And so it's been tough for me to kind of say to people, like, well, I got to charge you this for this trail building. And then some people say, well, that's, I totally get it, but I can't really, you know, do that. I don't have, you know, this money to invest in it. So, you know, I'd love to do something in the future where we have an avenue to provide that access for people that don't necessarily have a little bit of disposable income or people that aren't near a municipality
right.
that's going to invest. Like, because that's the real goal, right? It's get people on bikes.
Right.
Get people out there. Get people doing it. And, you know, so things I'd love to get into are like building clinics or things like that. Or how do we share it? You know, because obviously I got to support my business. But
right.
But how do we still kind of keep that connected to the roots of the fact that everybody's out here for the same reason, that we all love bikes, we all love getting outside.
Right. Do you have a problem? Have you experienced the problem of like it's work versus like actually enjoying it yet? Like, has that been an issue for you?
Definitely.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of times when it's like you like doing it, but you like doing it on your terms. A business kind of makes it not your terms anymore.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I noticed with this is like when I had to start soliciting sponsors and start like actually reporting numbers
right.
and like saying, you know, I could do an episode I feel really good about and the numbers are shit, you know,
yeah.
and I still feel good about it. But like
right.
I show it to a sponsor and they're like,
eh,
so what are you talking about? Like, what
return?
Do you want to get paid
yeah.
for again? Yeah.
yeah
like it, so it's
yeah.
it's a weird thing.
For sure. And I think it's like it's a balance you can find as with anything else. You know what I mean? And
right.
and understanding that like you have to kind of subscribe to that mentality to keep it going, but never forget like the original reason that you started in the first place. And I think a lot of people lose sight of that quickly or get obsessed with the money or decide that they're not going to subscribe to the corporate quote unquote, you know, mentality. But like I said, I've had a lot of help, you know, from people in my life, mentors, you know, my dad's an entrepreneur, but I've also had a lot of, you know, maybe not a lot, but a couple people who have made a huge impact on me and just kind of gave me that perspective. Like, the guy who's running this event here, Clay Harper, has been a mentor for me, and he's been great about putting things in perspective. Yeah. You know, and before I started my company, I worked in a factory for 6 months, in between jobs, and I had a really great guy there too, who was hoping that I would stay there. But when I kind of sat down at the end of it and talked to him about it, we had a really great discussion, and he's, you know, helped me put these things in perspective. And he said, like, basically, you know, you can do what you want to do, but you got to have a plan, and you got to make it work, and you got to kind of balance everything out. Cause it's, you know, any business owner will tell you, like I said, that when you don't have a time card, you never clock out. You know what I mean? Like, no. I really never clock out. So
no, it's funny. I was talking to somebody about that yesterday. It's like, you're always on, you know, when you work for yourself, you're always on, and that's the trade-off, right? Though, like, you get to have fun. You get to be at this event, right? You get to be places like this, hang out with awesome people, chill, just, you know, and be at an event where like, you're kind of promoting yourself, but you're also kind of just having fun.
Absolutely.
So it's a bit of a trade-off, but at the same time, other people get to go to a 9-to-5. They go in at 9, they get paid from 9 to 5, and they're done. It's a very different thing, I think, when you're running on your own clock, you know?
Yeah, and it's almost like an internal battle where you go, well, you know, anytime I'm like, well, I could go out and go to the lake with my buddies or something, but I could be making money.
Right.
And that's been actually kind of a recent challenge for me, is just finding that balance, because I'll work 3 weeks straight to the point where I get sick, and then finally that's like the kicker where I go, okay, I gotta take a little chill. Time for myself and chill, not work, you know, 7 to 9 at night, and you know, you put this pressure on yourself to succeed, and you know, which is, I feel lucky to have that drive, you know, and like, I'm like, man, this is what keeps me going, you know, never being like satisfied, but at the same time, like, there's only so much you can do, especially on a day like this where it's
7,000 degrees, yeah, exactly, whatever it is. I feel so bad for all the athletes, man. Like, they're all brutal. That's why I haven't been cranking on people to get in here, because it's like, it's so hot out, man. I don't want to be doing this. I can't imagine somebody that's just like, some rando is just like, hey, come on this podcast and talk for a little bit. They said you should. Like, it's like, that doesn't make sense either. So
I can't offer you air conditioning.
I can literally offer you shade kind of for like 15 to 20 minutes if you really want, you know? Yeah. So it's definitely a weird thing. But so what do you see next for yourself? Like, what's the plan going down the line? Because you're right, like, you're 2 years in now.
I'm a little over a year in. I'm in my second year, so okay. I'm like 1 year and 3 months. I'm hitting it hard, and I'm trying to just keep this thing going. If, like I said, if I could grow this into a place where we could do our work and have outreach things going on, you know, I'd love to be able to have like sponsor community events. I'd love to be able to have like a Strider race at a local pump track, you know, do like things like grassroots level things. In the ski industry, we call them feeder events or feeder resorts. And those were little mountains that produce skiers. Like, when you're a kid, you don't go to the big ski mountain to learn.
No,
or maybe you do, but you go,
and it's hard, and it's
you're intimidated. You go to the little spot in your town where there's other people like you learning, and you do that. I want to provide that kind of grassroots level entry, because I think as our sport grows, it's intimidating for a lot of people, especially when you come here and you see all these guys ripping around and doing it. So I would just love to keep getting involved in trail projects and towns where we can provide a footing for kids to get into the sport, get away from their screens. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I think overexposure is something we deal with and with our kids these days. And, and I think providing an avenue for them to get that same thrill and sense of adventure, but do it in the real world and in a physical way, I think that's something that we need to preserve in our society that's just changing so fast. So if we can do that and get some momentum going and have a reputation to be on the ground and helping people, I think I would be over the moon about that. So I'd love to keep moving my business in that direction and have fun and ride my bike while I'm doing it, man. You know, I'm out here for that reason too, just like you said.
Yeah, you want to have fun.
I want to have fun, and I want to enjoy my life, and I want to pursue my passion, and I want to be out there with all these other people that feel the same way.
Right. Yeah, and it's a good industry for that. It's one of the only industries, I think, where people, like, where you can say, like, I need to go ride my bike, and people are just like, yeah, you need to go ride your bike.
Exactly.
Like, it's like a regular, or skiing, like, same thing. It's like, I need to go skiing. Like, I really just, like, it's like, I'll take days off, and I'll literally just be like, I need to go skiing. Like, there's nothing, I'm not telling you, like, I'm going working. I'm not telling you I'm going to do this. I need to go skiing. Like,
it's like a muscle you need to stretch.
It's part of the reason that you're in this industry. If you're not doing it, it's like when at the shop, we don't hire people that don't ski, don't bike. Like, it's straight up. Like, you don't get a job. I'm sorry. Like, you know, you might be great. Might be a great salesperson.
Right.
But you straight up don't get a job, like, if you don't do those things.
Yeah.
Like, you need to do it.
Because you need that to understand your customer. You need that to understand
that to,
why everybody's
understand
here.
Why you're here, right? Like, you need to, because otherwise it's just like a $15 an hour job that is, like, sometimes super stressful for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's super stressful and you get to have fun all the time, then you're like, okay, this seems pretty even to me, you know? So I think people get it a little more.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing this, dude. I'm, like, getting super distracted because people are doing fucking backflips out the door here.
Yeah,
so.
And I'm staring at a wood wall.
Yeah, you're looking at a wood wall, and I'm just,
thanks so much for taking the time, man. I really appreciate it. And
where can people find your stuff? Where can people find more information? And if people wanted to contact you about getting a pump track in their backyard or getting some trails built in their local area, where can they find you?
Cool. So it's the Powderhorn Trail Company, Powderhorn LLC. We're on Instagram and we're on Facebook mainly.
Cool.
And we try to respond to any messages that come through there as soon as we can. You can also find us at powderhorn.bike. Again, that's powderhorn.bike. I know it's a bit of a weird extension, but I thought it was cool at the time, so I bought it.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that's cool, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, whatever.
So look us up on the internet and reach out. You know, my cell phone number is on there. You can contact me personally, and I'd be happy to set anybody up. So,
beauty. Thanks, Will.
All about it. Thanks, man.
All right, bro.
Appreciate it.
All right, that was episode 66 with Will Conroy. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Be sure to check out what they do. You can check them out on social media, on Instagram. It's just Powderhorn Trail Co. So hit them up. And also be sure to leave a review for the podcast if you haven't yet. I know I'm going to say it every single time until the amount of people that listen to this show equals the amount of people that left us a review. even if you're listening on a different platform, if you can take the time and you have an iPhone, you have an iTunes account to leave us a review, it's huge for us. So I really, really would appreciate it. But yeah, check out those guys. Check out us on social media if you haven't or if you don't follow us for whatever reason. We post some good stuff every once in a while. A lot of times just me making dumb faces about products or whatever. But a lot of times we post some really good stuff. So tell a friend to tell a friend. And I will talk to you guys on Thursday. Thanks.